Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Welcome on into today's Freight Waves Now Community Spotlight. I'm Kaylee Nix, and it's Tuesday, so we get to check in with Mary O'Connell, host and writer of our Chat Call community. Mary, thanks for joining us. How are you on this Tuesday morning?
I'm actually doing pretty good. I'm looking forward to probably an excessive amount of tacos for Taco Tuesday, but I'm excited. It's going to be a great day. As always, there's no better place to be on a Tuesday.
There we go. So we're going to get on into today's Chat Call preview. Today we are talking to someone from Shiplify. And I'm not going to lie, this name tripped me up a little bit because I'm like, is this Shopify? Is this Shipt? Is it Spotify? Is it somewhere in between? But it's Shiplify. Talk to me a little bit about who they are and what they do.
Yeah, so today I also was thrown for a loop with the name, but you know, it happens. But today we are actually talking to the president of Shiplify, Northwind Ship, and yes, he is as cool as his name sounds. But basically, you know, he has taken the business and really kind of Shiplify is kind of like a data provider. They have all of these, they kind of take all of the stuff that's aggregated and they say, okay, here you go. Here's some data. Here's some insights. Here's all this great, fantastic information that customers can use. And so one of the topics that we really get into today is, you know, data privacy and data security and how that is incredibly important and something that, you know, brokers, carriers, shippers, everyone should be looking for in a partner because, you know, you don't really want your data leaked out to everyone, even as a consumer or a business.
So, Mary, when you talk to a lot of folks about data congregation and aggregation, everybody's first thought is, of course, data protection and privacy. And all of that comes with adhering to pretty strict compliance standards, which can really vary on a state-by-state basis. Talk to us a little bit about compliance.
Yeah, so that's a great question, Kaylee. Like you said, each state has its own different ordinance and different regulations. So, you know, as we all know, California has some of the stricter data privacy laws. So it really is a state-by-state thing. But unfortunately, when there are states that are so strict and have certain regulations, it's important that, you know, those are kind of the baseline level of, you know, rules that you follow, because it's not like you can, as a data provider, it's not like you can say, oh, we're only going to do business in these four states, because that's not giving the clearest picture of data. That's not giving the best information to your customers. So obviously you won't stay in business very long if you're only servicing and collecting information from a couple of states. So unfortunately, or fortunately, for those that, you know, would like their data to stay safe and secure, you do kind of have to adhere to the strictest on any standard. So that is one of the problems that, you know, any data provider does have to have. But ultimately, it's for the better, especially because if you have a bunch of people's information aggregated into a usable product, you really want to make sure that you're protecting those partners that you're working with that are feeding you that data. So, yeah, I would definitely say that the data privacy laws are to be monitored closely.
So, Mary, obviously, Shiplify is not constrained by physical working borders. They're a SaaS company, so they can work quite literally wherever, not just state to state, but also country to country. And we know that it's almost an even bigger discrepancy if you look at data privacy laws on a country by country basis as well. Are there any talks of what that's like to work internationally for a customer or for a company like Shiplify? And do they have those clients just because the privacy laws across borders are so different?
So we didn't get into that part that specifically. We mostly focused on, you know, what are steps that an IT department can take, or, you know, your vendor management team can take to make sure that they're working with a reputable partner in the U.S. Just because I feel like if we were getting into international data law or data regulations, we could have a whole separate episode on that. And so we really wanted to focus this episode on those actionable items and, you know, those red flags and green flags to look out for in your provider. So, you know, this would apply internationally as well. So if you have someone that's getting a little cagey with your answers, or, you know, wondering why you're asking so many questions about their regulations and everything, then that's kind of a red flag. And also those who are SOX 2 compliant, there's a certain increment of time that they have to get this audit, and the organization actually will publish that audit. So that way, if I'm interested in working with this company, I can go see how they did on their last, you know, test and everything. So I really like that part as a potential, like, you know, vendor management strategy.
So when it comes to the evolution of data privacy, obviously that's a hot topic right now with regulators. And of course, that's more in the vein of consumer privacy, talking about the TikTok ban, things like that, which is a whole different episode that we could get into. But when it comes to data privacy in general, what do we think evolving regulations will look like? And do we eventually see a point where they're targeted specific industry to industry? Or do we expect to see maybe some wide sweeping data privacy legislation come down that could affect every industry without necessarily a care for specifics?
I think we're going to see a combo of both. And I am by no means a data privacy expert, but this is my somewhat educated opinion. And that is, I think we're going to see both. I think we're going to see some widespread things that maybe will attempt to protect consumers on an individual level. But then I also think that each specific industry will have potentially stricter or, you know, just kind of take the federal minimum. So I know, for example, probably, or I would assume in healthcare, we're going to see a lot stricter information and a lot stricter guidelines. Whereas, you know, for example, maybe supply chain isn't necessarily dealing with people's health information. So I think that those are going to be important, but they're not going to be as tight or specific as some of the healthcare things. But I do hope that there is some regulations, and I hope that it's kind of done in partnership with, you know, throughout all the industries, like most of them have something like the FMCSA. So I hope that it's kind of made in conjunction with that, because the hackers and the ransomware and all the threats on cybersecurity, those aren't unique to just supply chain. Those are things that are affecting every industry. And it's really just a matter of who gets caught first. And so, yeah, I would imagine that I would hope that there's kind of a all the organizations get together and try and develop these wide sweeping changes that's going to actually make it harder for the hackers to do their jobs.
So, Mary, for the episode coming up later on today, where can people find it and when can they go ahead and go watch?
Well, if you want to, you just keep watching Great Waves TV here on YouTube. If there's nothing, airing immediately, don't worry. Just go watch old episodes of Chuck Call. The new episode will come out today at 12:30. And if you're not sure if you're going to miss it, make sure you subscribe to Freight Waves on YouTube and hit the notification bell so you don't miss any episodes. And then if you don't have enough Chuck Call news, you can also subscribe to the newsletter on freightwaves.com/Chuck Call.
All right, Mary. Well, thanks for that. And we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.